Hello and welcome to another episode of In the Bedroom with Cassie James. I'm Cassie James and I get to be your host for this evening, morning, afternoon, noontime, wherever, maybe even middle of the night. Who loves to randomly wake up in the middle of the night? I actually don't. So I don't know why I asked that. I'm actually fascinated by people who are able to wake up in the middle of the night and they just start doing stuff. I know my grandmother does that like intensely. She'll wake up and she'll start cleaning, or she can't get to bed, so she'll watch TV. And she actually doesn't like it either. I think she'd like to just really peacefully sleep through the night. But I always wonder, and this is something that I wonder, this is more of a wonderment than any theory or anything like that. I wonder if, as you do get closer to passing of time age, you know, she's well into her 90s, and I would love to hang out with her for as long as possible because she's just such a super cool human being, which reminds me I'm going to call her tomorrow. So anyone who has a grandmother or grandfather who you really genuinely enjoy spending time with, please call them. That is your reminder as well. But I do wonder as you get closer to those, you know, less time here on planet Earth in a way, if you just need less sleep. If that's part of it, you know, is that the, you know, you just start to have more opportunities to be awake. And then I wonder, what will I do? Will I like go out and maybe dance naked under the moon? I mean, I can do that now, but will I be less inhibited? Will I, or will I just be like, oh, I just want to sleep. Why can't I sleep? Who knows? Anyway, if you guys hear humming sound in the background, it's my air conditioner. It is August 2nd today. And August has come in with some humidity. It is hot. It's sticky hot. It is that like that hot where you clean and then it just feels like icky, dirty, like right afterwards. That is the type of hot that it is. And that's the type of hot that we get in Ontario, Eastern Ontario, Canada. Totally cool. I genuinely love the heat, but the stick, I could live without. Anyway, I just had the most delicious chocolate almond milk. So good. Like one of my favorite things to guzzle back. And I also had this really beautiful dark chocolate covered almond butter cup. Oh my word. If you have a Costco near you, I know that they carry them there. If you come across these goddess creations somewhere along the line and you can pick them up, eat them. They are so good. They're my new favorite thing to eat, and I've been eating an awful lot of them. So that's my tips for you guys today on eating and drinking. Definitely be paying attention to what's available for your taste buds. So there has been a shift, I would say, ever since we've entered into this possible new time era. I'm not the best with astrology, but I was fully aware from all the postings. Thank you everyone who posted and kept me up to date on what's happening with the moon and why this one was so significant. I'm not going to try to reiterate it because I will totally destroy the beauty of what actually did happen. My understanding was something that hasn't happened in quite a few years and we probably won't see it again in our lifetime. I understood that much. And it was a really powerful full moon in the sense of calling in, manifesting, asking for what you want. And there was going to be this like real shift in abundance and really going after your dreams is really, it was like the perfect moment to say like, that's it. I'm in, I'm all in. You can do that at any time. So we'll just drop that right there. We do not have to rely on the moon to be able to tell us when we have permission to fully embody our life. But it is interesting to see the waves of energy that happen around the moon. I totally feel the rhythms of the universe and of Mother Earth herself. So that makes sense to me. And I thought it was super cool. So I for sure cleansed with some sage and set some intentions and wrote very specifically in my journal, something that everyone would benefit from, regardless of whatever the moon is doing. Intentional writing in a journal, really focusing on what you are grateful for, what you are in full appreciation of, things that you would love to abundantly have in your life, and things that you would like to not have in your life, and a whole other myriad of really super cool questions you can ask yourself, because it's important to do that check-in and see where you're at, and then let it lie. Good old brain dumps. So with all this new energy that seems to be, that is totally coming into our atmosphere, and that atmosphere of not only the literal atmosphere that we all breathe and walk in, but also the atmosphere of your mind, the atmosphere of your soul, the atmosphere of your heart, the atmosphere of your body. I feel different. I feel more grounded, more secure, more at ease. I feel a sure-footedness that I haven't felt in a very long time. And I don't know if I've ever felt this sure in a very long time. I think it has something to do with age and the coolness of getting older in years. I, right now, currently loving that, because with every like day, month that passes, I just feel more of a deep knowing in myself and what I will and will not tolerate. And it's really cool, and I'm digging it. So I'm riding those waves right now. I have been taking some freelance editing as well as just solely focusing on the art of writing. Like literally, I'm so ready to launch and to put my book out into the universe that is inside of me right now. And I say that with a lot of confidence and also a lot of patience, because I know I've been doing my research, my homework. It takes a long time to get a book out there, but it is one of those journeys that if you feel called to do it, you must. And start it now, because odds are, if you haven't, you're probably 2 to 5 years away anyway from ever even being published. So keeping that in mind, it's like put the gas on the, is it what it, put the foot on the pedal, the gas on the pedal, put the foot on the pedal and start writing. That's the best thing you can do. And I've been really doing some work with some really cool book creators who are on the same journey as I am. And I get to help them with their words. That alone to me is like huge light bulb moments going off, because I have been participating in life in the sense of I've been intentionally working towards my dream. I've been intentionally creating towards my dream. I've tried jobs. I've tried other things, and I have to answer to my calling. And if you're listening right now and you have that same fire, that same passion, that same, no, I can't bend. You don't get it. You don't get it. You don't understand that if I bend, that means I break. And I can't break, because I already did break once, and I broke because of what I was trying to fit into, what I was trying to mold into. And I don't want to break for that again. I'll break for my dreams. I'll break for the gut-wrenching, fire-burning, passion-driven dreams that I have, these visions, these intentions, these desires, these knowings. I can break for this, but I can't break for something that's out of alignment with the core of my being. I did that already. I'm not doing it again. If you're someone listening to this right now, and that just like landed on your chest and in your stomach in the most beautiful way, embrace that, because you are a creatress. You are a divine feminine. You are a explorer of all that is in the realms of the universe, and you're curious. You can't help it. It's an appetite that will never be satiated. And that's a good thing, because without curiosity, and this is for me, I don't know what else there is. I live in the wonderment, recognizing that I don't have to have all the answers, but I really genuinely enjoy the wonderment of being here now and wondering what is going on. So all that to say, I've come home. I've come home. I've come to this place of recognizing my gifts and the ease of my gifts. I have a way with words, and I honor that. I am so grateful, like beyond gratitude, full on appreciation for the truth and for the fact that I am able to weave words and I can see story. And the more that I practice this, not only do I contribute to the beautiful books that are birthing in my clients, but also I contribute to the extended knowledge, the the time spent in the work knowledge that comes from not only curating other people's words, but curating my own. And to sit here today and to have clients, you know, emailing, messaging, saying, I want to work with you. I want to work with you. I want to work with you. And for me to be like, whoa, like I can't take everybody on all at once. This is like a 6 to 8 month plan. I may have to start a waiting list. That's never happened before. So the saying that, you know, if you show up, the universe shows up with you. I think that's a different saying than that, but it's that idea of, you know, if you take that first step, the universe takes like 20, and that's what happened. And I never knew I wanted this. This is something that is super important that I probably will be speaking at the Life Intentionally Summit. So in September, there is a Life Intentionally Summit that I've been asked to speak at, and it's super cool. I'm really jazzed to be asked to do this. And this is one of the things I want to touch on is, so often we set off on this journey, right? Thinking we know what we want. And even that, I laugh because I'm like, oh, Cassie, you started this journey because you were going to be a network marketing queen. And I was like, no, I did not. I'm like, yeah, you did. I'm like, okay, fine. It's right. You're 100% right. I started off like hardcore in the entrepreneurial journey because I wanted to be a network marketing queen, the master. Like I wanted to be on stage with the lights and everything and dancing and getting the crowd hyped up. And I'm going to do that in other ways, but not with network marketing. And I never saw writing or editing. Like those were not even on my radar. And just through years and the natural series of events, as I continue to gut-wrenchingly, and I mean like moments of, I remember even not that long ago, probably maybe 6 months ago, I was reaching another breaking point in my business, and I was downstairs on the floor and just screaming and crying and just like this insane amount of, oh my goodness, I can't do this anymore. And I wanted to quit with everything in me. There was no money coming in. I had no clients. Not only that, I felt so out of alignment with what I was doing. It was just like icky. And I was trying to push through that because, well, like money, I was so in debt, like, oh my gosh. Like, and when I started to calculate up how much I'd actually made over the course of the year, I lost it. And it was really tough. And I didn't want to feel that way ever again, but I didn't know how to get out of that because everything I was doing, it just wasn't working. And those are those dark, creepy moments of the entrepreneurial journey that are really strainful on relationships. They're strainful for families. And I'm so grateful for my husband who was able to support so much through that. It's painful, you know, to watch someone you love beat themselves up so severely over their dreams. And this is like, this is the journey. This is where, yeah, it would be maybe easier to walk away from it, but it's really not, because removing the opportunity to give it a go, to give it a try, really does become more painful, because you do see how things do start to fall into place. And I encourage the word faith so much in this, because faith is one of these things that allows you to go through the madness and the crazy and not feel as if you yourself have actually lost your mind thinking that what you set out to do was possible. It is possible. It is happening. It just doesn't always show up the way that you think it will. In fact, I don't think it ever does. And if I had tried to pursue writing when I first started out, there would have been no gumption. There would have been no real desire. I would have looked at writing and gone like, what the heck am I going to do with you? Like literally. So I had the journey has to happen. The steps have to be taken. The unknown will become known. And then it'll take a huge like bend and twist in the road, and it might even dump you down into like the center of the earth and shoot you back up again right into the skies. So be prepared if you're embarking or if you're in the middle of, or if you are totally like in your flow and you're looking back at your journey and recognizing that, yep, that's exactly what happened to me. I applaud you. I applaud you for every stage that you're at right now. It is so inspiring. Share your messages, share your stories with me. You inspire me when I hear about the victories and also the heartaches that have brought you to this place right now. I am thinking of a few online friends, who I know their story, who share it very openly. And also friends who, I don't know their story, but I know something happened and they're flourishing, they're thriving, they're connecting. It's cool. It's awesome. It's very, very admirable. So be very proud of the exact place you're in right now, because I guarantee you, one, it's not going to last forever. So enjoy it while it's here. Two, it's not going to look the same in the next 3, 6, 9, 12 months. Your journey will look completely different as long as you continue. Never stop. It's just not worth it. So some words I wanted to share with you guys tonight. And I'm so honored to be able to do this with you. Please know that, like, this is something that I hold to a high regard. So thank you for showing up and listening and being here with me. I really appreciate it. And these words I wrote not that long ago, because I was feeling, 6 days ago actually to be exact, because I was feeling, you know, just in flow and in appreciation and recognizing that what I was embarking upon was exactly my gift and gifts. And it encompassed so much of everything that I'd worked towards. And it was just so cool. So I kind of let these ones flow. And there's one part that I feel so good about because it's different than what I normally write. So here we go. If you want to just take a deep breath and settle in with me and feel your body, feel the essence of who you are. Oh my gosh, come home to that birthing place, that beginning place. Center deeply into the crevices of your light and the crevices of your shadow. Here we go. I am recognizing how divinely supported I am. The more I lean into my natural intuition, my flow and state of being that exudes joy and creativity, the more abundance flows, drumming, vibrating, releasing, attracting. I set my intention daily. I open my heart to gratitude. I create within me a rod of energy. I am the great attractor. I am the servant to the whole. I am heard, and my energy runs in the undercurrents of the world. Sealed with Light by Cassie James. Whew. So first, let's just claim the rod of energy. Don't really know where those words came from, but I like them and I believe they're worth exploring. And I visualize this literal pole. And I do believe that in some specific yogas or mudras, I don't know which one it was. I was taught it on a beach in Mexico and it's a little fuzzy right now. But there's actual positionings you can do with your hands that are open to receiving. And that's kind of what I visualize. But it's more this like rod of energy that is like going right through the body. Maybe it's the chakras, like, I don't know, but this is what I see. And it's very powerful. And it does, it cords you into the earth, like roots of a tree, except you don't stay stationary. And it's just, it's electrifying. It's electric. It's on fire. It's on point. It's on intuition. And it is the great attractor, like the great attractor of all of the things that are circling around all of the time. It's almost like this beautiful way to allow exactly what you want to come into your being, to energetically be transferred into you. And it's just such a cool description. I'm kind of really digging it. And ever since I wrote that one, I haven't really written again. And that was 6 days ago, which is okay. And not written like I have been writing other things, but I haven't written another poem since that one because I still feel like I'm feeling this. I'm still like right here with it. That shift I was talking about is is transitioning something in my life, something inside of me. I can feel it, and I haven't quite put my a pulse on what it is. So it's almost like I've taken just like a little breath, a long breath in between these words and the next ones that are to follow, because I'm still right here with them. The drumming, the vibrating, the releasing, and the attracting, creating the space. And that's one of the big things that happened, was I created the space for more creative opportunity. And when that happened, it was like these floodgates of prospective clients came in who recognized that I'd made space for them, and they had just been waiting for the opportunity for me to open that up. And it's cool. It's amazing. And it allows me to continue to be present with my family as much as possible, but still taking care of all like the regular stuff, which I actually, like, in transparency, I get bogged down a bit by the regular stuff. I do, knowing that that's not my path forever, but I do. It's something I have to be really mindful of and really intentional with, and really choose my thoughts very carefully. And I don't do this well all the time. This is probably one of those she's going down moments, because I have a hard time with the monotony, in the sense of the same things happening over and over and over again. I don't know what that is. If you have an insight into what that is, please let me know. I've made peace with that part of myself. But nonetheless, the more I lean into my natural intuition, and this kind of feels like a funny thing, because is intuition not, isn't it always natural? I think so. I just like the fact that natural came into it, that there was actually this this is your natural flow, girl, keep on doing it. That's kind of how I picture it. It's like, you don't have to force that. That's just all coming naturally to you. It's like your hair is naturally curly. It's got a natural wave to it. And you just let that, let it flow. Let that just, rock itself out. Let it, be a part, you know. And it's just, you know, you've got that natural sway in your hips. Just keep on rocking. Keep shaking. Keep moving. Keep allowing the circle, the momentum, the flow. And that's what it feels like. And it just feels good. Feels great. Feels like home. I am heard, and my energy runs in the undercurrents of the world. And there's a couple pieces to break down there. I am heard. Just rest with that for a moment. It is so normal to feel as if no one is listening. The feelings of loneliness, despair, isolation can feel quite suffocating. And backtracking years and years now, those were the emotions that I felt all of the time. Lonely, isolated, unheard. To come to this place now and to be able to write with such eloquence, I am heard. I am heard. And my energy runs in the undercurrents of the world, meaning I am here now, and this infinite source of love is listening to me. Not only that, Mother Earth allows my energy to flow through her into the depths of the center of the whole. And it's something just mystical, magical, but also real and tangible, and I feel it. And I'm imagining that you're feeling it now too, because that is the literal transfer of energy. The way that we show up here and do this, the way that I get to actually speak and you listen, but more than your ears are listening, your soul listens to this too. Your spirit is cocooned in words like these, because inside of yourself, you are recognizing this incredible uprising of your strength, of your resiliency, of your surrender, of your power, of your heart, of your soul, of your own beat, your own rhythm, your own drum, the own fabrication of who you are being, becoming. You are part of the whole. And at the same time, you are a servant to the whole. And this is something that's been calling to me, is this servant a word archetype that I will continue to hold to high reverence, because I do believe that as great as it might be to be like a queen and like a goddess, I am much more interested in of who can I serve today? Where do my words need to land? Who needs to hear this message? As it is as much for me as it is for someone else. Who am I here to serve? Where can I serve to my highest ability? Where is service and joy intermingled in such deliciousness that it doesn't even feel like service at all, but yet, because it is birthed in joy, it exudes into the planet in that way and touches the souls it is required to do. So, I mean, my goodness, what would happen if instead of trying to be something that on the outside may be a cool buzzword, but on the inside actually still leaves you hollow, because service must come before kingdom. Service must come before ideal, perfect lifestyle. Service is what allows for human to human connection, which also is soul to soul to soul to soul to soul connection. So as we close off and we start to come back into ourselves, because we got to journey through some fun words there. We really did. I'm curious, and I will leave these questions here for you. Who do you really desire to be of service to? What is going to birth from that? And know that there is no right way to answer this. You really, really must just lean into the whispers of your heart and soul when it comes to understanding the service that you really want to do in the world. You know, what lights you up? What jazzes you up? What do you think about even when you're not thinking about it? What pops up during meditations? What breaks your heart when you see something on the news? Know that you are infinitely loved, incredibly supported, divinely guided on all levels. Where you are right now is more than enough, and where you want to be is totally possible. Please be present in the journey and let it unfold. Control will do no service for you here. You must surrender, for it is the only way. I love you. Wishing so much peace, joy, abundance. Thank you so much for listening here to In the Bedroom with Cassie Jeans, Words That Awaken the Soul. Cannot wait to bring another episode with you guys tonight. If you really enjoyed this, please share, subscribe, leave a review. It's so helpful. It's so beneficial. And I genuinely love hearing from you. If you have any questions for me and you just want to reach out, hello@cassiejeans.com. I do my best to answer all emails. And if you don't hear from me, it's not because I'm not getting anything. It's literally because I've got other things that I do set boundaries up, and I believe they're important. But if there's something pressing, you know, send me a message. If you've got a question that you want me to answer on a show, send me a message. You can also go to cassiejeans.com, where blogs are. If you're interested in that Life Intentionally Summit that I spoke about in September, we can hang out. Let me know and I'll send you the link. If I put it on here, then you probably won't click on it. So I'll just send you the link if it's something that's of real value and real interest to you. Wishing you so much joy, peace, and abundance. This was so much fun. Thank you for hanging out with me. See ya.